Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Welcome, everyone. It's the Tuesday edition of Blog Talk Radio. Derek, would you please mute your phone, or I'm going to have to mute yours because I got a lot of background noise, please. Thank you. Well, guys, I'm excited. Today is, what's today? Today is September, help me, someone, about 27th. It's winding down here. We're looking to move it into a new month.
It's
month
the 28th. Excuse me, it's the
28th. Well, I was close. Boy, that's really getting better.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, there we go. Yep. Well, I just remember as close is good only if it's with horseshoes and girls. I'll tell you what, guys. As we move into this new month, the new opportunity to spread our wings, and Lynn and I just got done doing that. We use the assistance of Southwest Airlines, and we went to warmer climates and had a wonderful experiences while we were gone, and took advantage. You know, in the travel industry, we call this Travel Tuesday, so I am going to bring the leader of the pack on here in a few moments. The gentleman introduced me to the travel industry other than just being a customer. And when he did that, I'll just share for everybody on the call, whether live today or in listening to us in the archive, Rick with his wife, Brenda Reese, through his wife, became a leader in many areas. And then had the opportunity to connect with the travel industry. And, of course, they always say the cream rises to the top. And he certainly, him and Brenda have certainly done that. And they've demonstrated numerous times of how having a servant's heart, we call a servant leader, is our model we operate in from the Hope Collection, which sponsors the show. And the organization is dedicated to helping others by helping them help others. You talk about servant leader model. So Rick and Brenda forged out in a new territory in their life. They were already parents. They were already, it wasn't like they were just getting started. They were starting over again. And the opportunity opened, the door opened for them. And you know what they did, everybody on this call? They walked through the door. They answered the call. They heard the invitation, and it changed their life. Well, I can claim that same thing in my life. Now, I would say I have four major times in my life that something going through the door changed my life. First one is when I met my wife. The first distinctive one was when I met my wife, and then we married. The second one is then later on, we were introduced and the door was open. Invitation was given to us to understand having a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we accepted that, went through the door. The third one is when we met Joel and Artith Griffin, and an invitation was given us to join them in learning how to be a servant leader. And the fourth one was Rick Reese and his wife, Brenda. Man, you talk about dynamic turning points that we can track back in our life that have made a difference. And now my whole reason for being, my life's goals all have everything to do with those same kind of patterns. And I'm proud to share that with you. I'm humble, but I'm also proud to share that and excited. So knowing that, it was so exciting this week to bring a new board, bring into the board of Team Get a new, not only a new business travel agency, but an actually a travel, funding by travel organization, nonprofit, that's going to use the whole system that Rick Reese invented using Surge 365 to create a cash stream that's just, and many other benefits. It's incredible. Good afternoon, Rick Reese. How are things out there in the high country?
Colorado. Hey, Ron, thank you. That is just so awesome. I'm listening to you, and it's one of those out-of-body, third-person experiences. And I mean, it just lets you know that the Spirit of God works when you don't even know you're working, which is how he works. And I appreciate that, Ron. And, I just really appreciate that. And there's no, for me, no greater honor, you know, than to impact someone's life and to allow yourself to be used by the Lord to do that, because that's not a work of man. That's a work of the Holy Spirit. And so thank you so much for that. And the one question I have for you, and actually you answered it. I was going to ask you if you flew the Millennial Falcon. And I think you said that you didn't get a chance to fly it specifically down at Disney. But you were close. Who was that that said close to hand grenades and horseshoes?
No. When you talk about something, they say, well, that's like close. And I say, well, close only counts in horseshoes and girls. How close do you get? Now, I want to know something. I know somebody who lives by that philosophy, but we say it in innocence and love. This guy does it in lust. His name is Joe Biden.
Well, I suggest we stay on point here and let's go back talking about girls. Hey, Rick Reese, this is your old buddy from sunny Buffalo, New York. Que casa, mi amigo.
Hey, doing just great. Missing
all right.
You. Man.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Like we say from Boston. Go ahead.
I got a lot to talk about with you, my friend. I was just on the phone with Junior Achievement, and I said, oh, my gosh, I never realized corporate headquarters was in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Yes.
I said, boy, that's Focus on the Family, Junior Achievement, and a little college up the road called the Air Force Academy, kind of new to most people.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know,
we're gonna run some travel programs with all of these groups. So I'm here to listen, Rick. I'm going to turn the microphone back to you.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if it's still true, but Colorado Springs was like number one for all the nonprofits that were located. You know, based on the population, we had quite a number of nonprofit organizations, international organizations headquartered here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm not sure if that's still true, but yeah, this is a big place for nonprofits. It really is, and there's a lot of outreach that goes from here. But as we are talking, and Ryan, I thought I heard you say something about an organization coming on board with funding by travel.com. Yes, we're in the travel business, but not just to travel, but to override the return of travel, and as a funding source, and that's huge, because of course we're here on Travel Tuesday with the Hope Collection. We talk about travel in particular, but when we're looking at the functions of Hope in the eight areas. Arts, in education, energy, faith-based, family, food and water, health, housing. All the areas that we work with need funding. Well, how do you know that, Rick? We just know. There's a lack of access to funds. There's not a lack of money, but there's a lack of access to money. And I mean, one of the things that we found, in travel, in particular with Surge 365 and the Vortex, which is nothing more than a booking engine. Have you ever booked online? Sure, Rick. I use Expedia. I use Trivago. I use Kayak. I use Priceline, Orbitz. I use whatever I can find, cheap tickets. Interestingly enough, there's a duopoly that people have no idea even exists. Expedia and Priceline own all the other companies. So all the other companies out there, online booking companies, fall under the umbrella of Expedia or Priceline. And the public price is set. It's called parity. Remember, it used to be we could go and find a cheaper price. Oh, hey, let me do my research. Great researchers. Go online. I can find the best price. Well, now you've got a duopoly. And that public price, no matter how good of a researcher you are, that public price is a set price globally. And it's called parity, an open door system. And you go to Expedia.com, you book. You go to Priceline.com, you book. You're in the open door global system where that price in the public space is a set price. And so along comes Surge 365. And Surge 365 has something called the membership. And working with a third party, private label, this third party has access to that same market space as Expedia. So we're global. And so we take a look at that membership. And the prices of travel, in particular hotels, resorts, through the membership, saving up to 70% over the public price. Why? Because we're private, closed door. Anything in the public space has to honor parity. That's why they're all the same price, within a couple of dollars of each other. Surge 365, with the membership, it's in the closed door space, so we can pass on savings. And so our membership saves a person, when they book that very same Marriott, up to 70% in the closed door system over the open door system that Expedia and Priceline set as a price in the travel industry. What I just said is huge, because now you're talking access to a savings. So when we join with this third party, private label, Surge 365, to have access to the global travel industry and the savings of the true wholesale price savings of the industry, we've got this this amount of money that we are saving, up to 70% over the public price. And you know what we did, Ron? We said those savings are good for members that are taking advantage, of course, of the membership. It's to get the lowest price on hotels. Is it Scott Tomer, our CEO, said, is it possible to break down these savings even further for another product that we're going to call the Vortex? We've got the savings of the membership, but we want a product that allows us to divvy up the savings and pass on, with the Vortex, a savings of up to 60% for the person. And we want to be able to give this Vortex link out free, complimentary. And that passes on a savings to that person booking through the Vortex, that customer, that traveler. And then they save up to 60%. And the owner of the Vortex, who is a part of Surge 365, earns 60% of whatever they save. So we're divvying up that membership savings to create another product called the Vortex. How ingenious is that? You know, that's not network marketing. That's just access to that savings to divvy up a profit that makes Expedia $98 billion in 2019, giving access to the industry of booking online. In 2019, was $762 billion, projected to jump to $1 trillion in 2022, people booking online. And so now here we have this free Vortex that we can give out to the world. And so the way we are using that is we're saying, hey, let's talk to churches, ministries. Let's talk to businesses that have travel, their employees are traveling, and they're looking to turn travel expenses into resources coming into the company. Let's talk to schools who are looking for a fundraiser, you know, where that's not, you know, selling overpriced candy and standing in the corner of car washes. You know, let's talk to individuals who are looking to create income, wealth, where they can actually come into Surge, not only use the membership for personal travel, deep savings, but also have the Vortex that they can give out to the world. It's unlimited. It's an international site that converts into multiple languages. And so a person in China can get the Vortex, go into London, and convert to Mandarin Chinese. And, you know, they're going to London. They book through to the Marriott in London. They save up to 60%. If I'm in the States, and this is so interesting, because for me, the Vortex is a financial instrument. That person in China going to stay in the Marriott in London has Ron's Vortex. And they save up to 60%. Do you know in that transaction, not even coming into the States, Ron earns 60% of what the person traveling from China to London saves? That check finds its way to Ron in the United States, finds its way to that organization, that school, that ministry. And so I say the Vortex is a financial instrument. So now you've got 8 billion people globally that were locked down during the pandemic, now saying, hey, finally, we can travel. And they're traveling. Surge 365 with the membership allows that person, that organization, that business, that school to travel wholesale instead of retail. The lowest prices.
Hey, I got a couple of questions.
With the Vortex, now they're overriding this return of travel for 8 billion people. They've got the tool that overrides all of it. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, I got a couple of questions. One comes from one of our listeners. The program that I think we're talking about is the Surge 365, which opens up a booking engine open to the public. Ron, Rick, am I correct in that assumption?
Yes.
Yes and no.
Okay. Well, I know also.
Get Ron's no.
No. Okay, Ron.
Well, the reason I say that, Surge is the Let's look at this like it's a stool. A stool you can sit on is stable. A three-legged stool is even more stable, better than one, better than two, three. It's stable. One of the legs is the actual membership that we talked about, and that's the Surge 365, ownership, membership. And under that, you get all three legs. That includes the membership, wholesale, buying, I'm going to call it club, membership, ownership. Then we have the Vortex, which is a retail tool which operates in the open market as equal access to Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, Kayak, Hotels.com, whatever wacky name they come up with next week. By the way, if you see a TV commercial for Expedia, at the end of their commercials, they show all the other travel companies they own. They're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, now they're actually admitting it. And it's on every commercial. You see it now. Well, they didn't used to do that. So people think, well, you go to Kayak, I'm getting something here. I'm going to Expedia, I'm getting here. No. So all that research stuff is blah. The third thing is, because we offer a complete credit certified travel agency and all the services that as a travel company, Gary, you know inside and out better than I even know. But it also allows for someone to become individually accredited, certified as a travel agent, as a educated, complete education through Travel Agent University, and they also can have the service of the travel agency to put together a whole trip together, and here's the wholesale price, and here's the suggested retail. You sell it for what you want, and you make a commission. Now, that's the three-legged stool. So somebody can come access to the business in several ways. That's the first big picture. More importantly, above it all, is what I call integrity. See, there's companies, travel industry and travel businesses, they're out there and they've been around, they're going to be around. What's the difference? Well, Surge has an integrity level above it, which I believe there is nothing like it on the face of the earth. And what I mean, I say by that, is that everything that is done through Surge and its affiliate, the other two legs, is documented, certified, and processed in a way that there's, transparent. And someone who takes advantage of using any of the systems, the founders, the chairman of the board, the CEO, the president, the founder, everybody's level of integrity is above most to begin with. And so what they insist in operation sets it apart at a higher level so that there's a trust level. I use the word how we do and use stewardship. When you hear the word stewardship, most people think of church. And they think of obligation of supporting and giving money. Stewardship also is a level of service and appreciation and recognizing what you do has a dramatic intent. It's intentional, not arbitrary. So when someone decides to use the funding by travel program, that individual who uses it as a customer intentionally is supporting their choice of supporting the nonprofit that they joined through. And they know that that organization is going to benefit. And it doesn't come out of their pocket. What's really great, they are designating it. So you'll say, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you get credit for doing that. But it's that stewardship. And then it could be documented. And so the resource of the organization that sponsors this, they get a printout of every single transaction and what it represents. And they don't have to hire somebody to do that. They don't have to create a staff. They don't have to add to their operational costs. They get it because they joined it. Very unique in this world today. Now, on the membership side of this program, it does allow for incredible cost savings or less cost. Now, I was in retail management for a number of years, and I would have people come in. JCPenney store was one of the big companies I worked with, the manager. And people would come in and say, well, I can buy underwear down here at this store for that much less. And I say to them, and I'll say it to you, well, go buy it. It's America. You're going to find somebody that can find some price because somebody's brother, sister's uncle sometime under special circumstances, you can get that break. For the longest time until COVID, most people realize there's a cost for some, and that's what it costs. And be honored that you pay for it. And so now we can get past that one in a lot of ways. I'm not saying I don't look for, and everybody shouldn't be good stewards of their money. You don't throw money away. Here's what's really neat about what is unique. Nobody else has this service. When someone becomes a free member of Vortex 365 using the retail operation, when they go to book a car, a hotel, an activity, anything accrues, whatever they buy, it's going to show the company has an algorithm computer process. For those of you who aren't, as I have to learn what an algorithm was. When I first got started, I didn't even know what one was. It means it's got a program that in a millisecond can examine every price of every item in the travel industry or supportive industry in a millisecond, come back and report what that cost is from all competition. Rick, you were saying about studying and doing your research. Done for you. It's automatic. It's guaranteed. So it's going to show that price. Let's take a hotel room, and I always use the example of San Diego because I was there. I did this. And I went to a convention, a search convention, and flew out there because we were late registering, so we couldn't stay at the host hotel. And we stayed in the Gaslight, which is an infamous part of San Diego where there's lots of restaurants and the nightlife and Friday nights you can't get around. We stayed at the Comfort Inn. And the price to Comfort Inn was $9. Now,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, I'd like to introduce Captain Len Kane to you. Say a few words, Captain Kane.
Well, a pleasure to be with you, my friend. It's always a pleasure and an honor, by golly. And I hope show is something that is just valuable to everybody that takes the time and the effort to listen to all the good things that are available to them through the Hope Collection.
Well,
God
I'm
going to
take... Oh, thank you, Captain Kane. You're a guest of the program, but I've brought you into the conversation for a very good reason. On the broadcast with us today is Rick Rees, and he's kind of it's not an official military term, but he's kind of captain of the Vortex 365. And I have Ron Clayton, who's host of this show. I should say Ron has me on board. But of all things, we've been discussing how the Vortex 365 business model can be deployed by churches and charities. And Captain Kane, you are the president, founder, and 50-year manager. Soon to be 50 years in managing a very exclusive, very beneficial nonprofit organization called the Golden Rule Society. And Captain Kane, I understand that you've just taken on the Surge 365 business model to be a fundraiser for your foundation. Is that accurate, gentlemen? And I don't know who's going to talk first on that, but let me turn the microphone over to Rick Rees since you were just talking about this. Rick, what's your you know Captain Kane. I think you've set it up. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, Captain Kane, so good to hear your voice.
You know, there's
people that you meet in life, and then there's people that you meet in life. And Captain Kane is one of those outstanding individuals that you meet in life. And like you were saying, Ron, that absolutely changes your life and the trajectory of your life. Yes, just the Golden Rule Society alone, almost 50 years. And what's most impressive about that is Captain Kane, out of the goodness of his spirit and his heart, has never received any compensation at all out of his pocket for the last almost 50 years, paying for everything for the Golden Rule Society. But before I do that, Captain Kane, would you just tell us what the Golden Rule Society is all about and why it's so near and dear to your heart?
Well, I'm honored to be with you, wonderful gentlemen, and I wanted to thank Ron Clayton, one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society, along with Gary Helpenstein, who is also a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society, gentlemen that are just helping to make it a better world here, there, and everywhere. And that's the nice part about it. And the reason for my call to Coach Gary, ladies and gentlemen, was to give him the good word and the good news that the Golden Rule Society is now a member of the Surge 65 travel program, and we're helping people nationwide, worldwide, with the opportunities to get discount travel. The best discounts are probably the best in the world. And the nice part about it, when they come aboard the Golden Rule Society, not only did they get the travel, but they get, after I spent a quarter of a century as a Navy fighter pilot, I became an airline pilot for another 30 years. So I put together a program called, well, not a program, but it's called the Captain Travel Tips. So if I'm traveling for 30 years, I picked up a lot of good tips. And that's free, of course. And to be a member of the Golden Rule Society and the travel program, that's all obviously free. You don't have to pay any money to get involved. But the discounts you receive are the best in the industry. That's the nicest part that the Golden Rule Society wants to be a part of, because it doesn't cost people anything other than pay for the travel, but then a discount. You can't beat that with a big stick, for crying out loud. And yes, the Golden Rule Society receives rewards. It's a small stipend, but what we receive, we get. Whatever we get, we give, is what I meant to say. And for 50 years, all these wonderful people that I'm describing as senior advisors into the Golden Rule Society, and yours truly, 50 years, we're all non-paid volunteers. So that's the nice part about it. Whatever
we get,
we give. Yes, sir. That's what
it's
all about.
Thank you, Captain Kane. And I'm going to take this opportunity to see how pushy I am. But Captain Kane is working on a special program which emphasizes perhaps what I feel is the most important leg or service of the Surge Vortex 365. And that is, yeah, we all like to save a penny or a dollar or, as I say, a shekel here and there. But what's more valuable, gentlemen, and it's a rhetorical question, I'll give you my own answer. Is your money more important, your little savings, or is your time more important, which is your big life? And my answer is your time is worth much more than your money, and it's more valuable, certainly, than your money. So one of the advantages of using the Vortex 365 booking engine is your ability to enrich your experience. In other words, you call Ron about missionary travel. You call Coach G about ski travel. You talk to Captain Len Kane about military reunion travel. And you have three experts in their own particular area. Now, you call Coach G and ask him to help with missionary, and I think he'd stumble all the way around the block. But Coach G would say, wait a minute, I'm going to put you in touch with one of my business associates and dear friends, Ron Clayton. Ron, tell this gentleman what he could do about ministry. Or if someone called and said, you know, I'm a Korean veteran, and I've been looking to get my squad together, my squadron, and what can you do, Coach G? And I'll say, whoa, you're talking to the wrong guy. I got to put you in touch with Captain Len Kane. And, boy, if you want to talk about getting your flight crew together, Captain Kane knows what he's doing. And then lastly, anybody that calls and says, gee, I'd like to raise money for my nonprofit, what can you do, Coach G? And you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to put you in touch with Rick Reese, because this guy really has his stuff together, believe me. And I make the connection, and then I stay back and facilitate. I help. I lubricate. I do anything I can to help both sides. But, you know, Vortex 365 carries the water, does the major part of the work. On that, I'll turn it back to you, Rick, or Captain Kane. You guys can fight for the microphone.
Well, I was going to ask Captain Kane, why would a person join the Golden Rule Society?
Well,
why would a person become involved?
Well, the simple answer, because everybody, when I first put it together 50 years ago, said, Len, what's your philosophy? What is this? What are you involved in? And I said, sir, very simple. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And that's why we're doing, or what we're doing, with the Golden Rule Society. We help children, churches, charities nationwide, worldwide. And I always tell them, when I do the radio show on Fridays, this radio show, ladies and gentlemen, to be there. You'll hear some more, a lot of good stuff. I tell people, we're not selling anything. Let me give you an example that I always give. When you get to our goldenrulesociety.org, the website, in the navigation buttons, you'll get gifts for you. And everybody thinks, oh, yeah, gifts, but they want money. No, we're not selling anything. Gifts for you, educational, motivational, inspirational, character building, stuff for children of all ages, 99 all the way down to 9 months, for crying out loud, or whatever they can understand. But the point is, I tell them, everybody, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And I'd give you a money-back guarantee, but I can't because it's all free. And then, of course, we talk about the Hope Collection, the founders of this radio show. And it just makes your life better. And by that, helping the lives of others, that's the goal. And I got to tell you this because it just tugged at my heartstrings. Gary, as you well know, we're going to launch the kindness campaign. But one of the people here in our hometown, he says, oh, you're going to be doing that? I said, yes, and we're helping others and all that. And he says, let me see, your name is Leonard Paul Kane, and the initials in your name, LPK. He says, I know what it stands for. I said, what are you talking about? LPK stands for love, peace, and kindness. I said, well, you really just knocked my socks off. So I've told the kids about it, and everybody said, well, LPK, love, peace, and kindness. And that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, with the kindness campaign. And it is going to knock your socks off, because everybody can be a part of it, and because it benefits everybody. That's why we're here.
Kane, how many members do you have in the Golden Rule Society, approximate?
We can't even count them. They're just millions. And that we don't ask for membership. We don't ask for donations. We don't ask for anybody. Just help pass the word to help others. In other words, to better the lives of others. Your life's greatest reward. And people have asked me that question a number of times, and I feel like just standing on the rooftop one of these days and say, everybody who's part of the Golden Rule Society, raise your hand, you know, because it's wonderful. We know it's in the millions, but people don't carry a card in their pocket that says, hey, I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society. I just wanted to live the Golden Rule. Multi-million members.
Well, the reason why I ask, with your kindness campaign and with the travel link, which is a complimentary link. In fact, Gary, you had the question from one of the listeners about the public being able to go to the link. Yes, the public can go to the Vortex link. And they can register, and then once they register, they actually have their own personal travel booking engine that they can come to again and again, sign in again and again, personalized to them, which tracks their reservations. They can put in their credit card. They can have autofill information when they're booking their flights. But they have their own personal link that is not in the public system, which allows us, closed door, allows us to pass on those savings. You know, anything in the public space has to honor parity. But because it's created and they register and they have their own sign-in, it's out of the public space so we can pass on those deep savings. And so as a person just using the link, it's complimentary. Ron, when he was sharing, was talking about from an owner perspective. And so an owner can be someone who actually joins Surge the company. Once they join Surge the company, they have that three-leg stool that Ron was talking about, where they can now give out the Vortex. They can book through the membership. They can use the travel agency. But just a regular person in the public, it's a complimentary link. And so when Captain Kane was saying he has millions of, I am one, of members that aren't officially members, but they, you know, if he stood on the on the mountaintop in Yale, you have all these hands across nations raising their hand. But I want you to think about this as a fundraiser for the kindness campaign. Click and order. Everything has shifted from the brick and mortar to the click and order for practically every industry, including travel. A consumer can make a consumer choice to say, hey, I'm going to book through the GRS, the Golden Rule Society, travel booking engine. I'm going to register, have one person on my own travel booking site. There's some feedback that's happening. Not sure where that's coming from. But they have their own personal site, and they can book, and they can save up to 60% when they book. When they do, 60% of what they save comes to the Golden Rule Society as one of those passive fundraisers. And, of course, Captain Kane knows what to do with those resources. He's going to help the world. But not only 60% of what's saved comes in, the reward credits, which are kind of like credit card points, also come in. When that person books through that free link, not only is 60% of what they save coming to the Golden Rule Society, but for every dollar they spend, 3 reward credits are coming back, which spend like money for free travel. I want you to think about this. A consumer making a choice, consumers can actually solve any problem on this planet by making a simple consumer choice to say, I'll go here and spend my money here, and as Ron mentioned, good stewardship versus there. Expedia 2019, $98 billion. Consumers made a choice to help the business, and it's a business. Expedia is a business. You can't fault them. The Vortex gives them an option to harness and redirect a percentage of that billion-dollar wealth. And 22, we're looking at $1 trillion people booking online, but to redirect whatever market share. So let's say Captain Kane has millions of people who believe in the cause of the Golden Rule Society, and they make a consumer choice because now they can, as we override the return of travel, I'm going to book through the Golden Rule Society's travel website. It's complimentary, thanks to the goodness of Captain Kane and Ron Clayton, and now I can book. Do you know when they book, they're going to save up to 60%, and 60% of what they save comes back? So if 50 people of the millions who are a member say, I'm going to make the choice to book through this Golden Rule Society travel website, and it averages about $50 savings, 50 people averaging $50 coming back to the organization, they saved. In fact, we received a check, my wife and I, for $62, meaning someone saved over $100 when they booked. Now, one of the things that's neat is I take a little side road here, is Lynn Kane, accountability is huge. There are 3 reports that are generated. One report is when someone registers for the Vortex. It's a free complimentary link, but they register for the Vortex. That comes to the Golden Rule Society. The second report is when they actually book. You know, that comes to the Golden Rule Society. So ahead of time, you see when people book, you see the commissions that are due the organization. And then the third report is when the company cuts you a check. But let's say 50 people book, and let's say that's $50 coming back because of the savings. And you just raised $1,500. You just raised $1,500. Let's say of the millions of people who are familiar with the Golden Rule Society, 500 people, based on the vision of the Golden Rule Society and their absolute agreement with that vision, I'm making a consumer choice. I'm going to book through this Golden Rule Society travel link. Why? Because I know I'm going to get a savings and I'm helping and supporting a cause that I believe in. 500 people book. Let's say $50 is what's coming back. You just raised $1,500 that's coming back. All we're doing is taking market share, you know, based on a tool, the Vortex that we're using. But let's take it to another level. We call the Vortex the ultimate fundraiser. Now, I want you to think about this in terms of the 8 trillion people returning to travel again. If only 20%, let's say an organization In fact, Lynch Kane, you say you have a million people. Well, let's say 80,000 members of Golden Rule Society, which are informal members. But let's say 80,000, and 20% of the 80,000. In fact, no, let's say 175,000 members of the Golden Rule Society. 175,000 of the millions who are part of the Golden Rule Society. If 20%. Okay, thanks. In finding the phone. Okay, but let's say 175,000 members of the Golden Rule Society said, you know, we know what the vision is, and we believe in the vision, 175,000 members. Here's why we call it the ultimate fundraiser. If only 20% of the 175,000 or 35,000 said, I'm going to book my trip, and it's just one trip per year, and let's say that $50 came in to the Golden Rule Society from those 35,000 who booked, and just $50, you know, they save. I mean, it comes in to the organization. Do you know that's $1 million that's coming into the Golden Rule Society? If just 35,000 of the millions of members said, hey, I believe in the vision and the cause of the Golden Rule Society, and they booked that one trip, as 8 trillion are returning to travel again. This is a tool that allows us to override the return of travel. Lynn Kane is in San Diego. You know, he's in the headquarters in San Diego. He's not out on the corner with the sign for this car wash. You know, he's not saying, hey, buy this overpriced candy. He's saying, no, here's a link globally, the Vortex, complimentary link. Just make a decision, a consumer choice, to book through the Golden Rule Society's travel link, and then take it from there. You're going to save up to 60%, mostly hotels, cruises, and cars. Flights are going to be competitively priced. But for hotels, cruises, and cars, you're going to save up to 60%. Well, how do you know? Because when you book through the Vortex, it goes out and it looks at that set public price that's set by Expedia and Priceline, and has an algorithm, as Ron mentioned, that comes in up to 60% less. Are you kidding me? It's a financial instrument globally that taps into global wealth in the travel industry. And when they save up to 60%, that person is like, yes, I'm so glad I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society. In addition to, of course, all the wonderful things they provide, now I've got savings. And then the Golden Rule Society says, thank you for making a consumer choice and believing in us and booking through our Vortex, because now you saved $100, $60 comes to the organization. Ron, it doesn't get any better than that. But now we're talking millions of people making a consumer choice collectively. Now we're looking at collective millions of dollars globally being harnessed and redirected to the Golden Rule Society. And for every dollar that's spent, 3 reward credits coming back. And I spoke with Captain Kane, and I said, what would you do with that? And he says, Rick, there are so many churches and organizations, orphanages, so much we can do, so much good that we can do, that that's not even a problem. Back to you, Ron.
Oh, God bless you.
Isn't that
and
cool?
By the way, Rick, if I can just say a word or two, Ron Clayton is on the show. He's one of the senior advisors, and he's very much involved, kind of president of the Hope Collection. Wonderful man, good Christian. All of that helping people. But yesterday, Ron Clayton got on the phone with me and with one of the technicians and the techie specialists of the search program, and we are now in business. We can start with the Golden Rule Society putting this program into effect nationwide, worldwide. Ron Clayton, God bless you. Thank you for your time, your talent, your efforts. You're a wonderful man and a great leader and a great advisor to the Golden Rule Society, helping to make it a better world. So thank you, and I will continue thanking you, sir. And Rick Reese, and of course, Gary, Helfenstein, all the people who've been involved in the program. Ladies and gentlemen, share this with your friends. Tell them about what's going on here, for crying out loud. Tell them to visit the, listen to the radio show on a day-to-day basis, except Sundays, of course, and visit the Golden Rule Society website for all of the benefits, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. Anyway, I'll get off my high horse, as I always jokingly say. Back over to you, Coach Gary. Anybody home?
Well, maybe he just stepped away from his phone for a second or muted, but I'm here, Len, and I want to thank you for those kind words also. One of the reasons that is a joy, and I will tell you, it's pure joy. Lynn and I, my wife, had the privilege of meeting you and Ann, and actually we hung out. We went out for a boat ride one day, 1 week, a couple years ago, and we were going down the Atlantic Ocean, the Caribbean, and we were just going down there, down between Mexico and Florida, and you and the captain, Captain Louie, the captain of the ship, Conquest, said, "Hey, why don't you guys," and you and he got talking, you know, you both being Navy guys. He said, come on up to my room. And he didn't call it that. He called it, "Come on up to the flight deck." And, of course, you and Ann, great, and Rick and Brenda and Gary, folks over with us, we all got to go up and take a walk and went up to the front of the ship where they hear this 2,500, 3,000-person ship, this giant boat. I told you we were on a boat ride. And they're steering this big ship with a jockey stick, like a speedy jockey stick, and they're steering this huge ship. Thousands of people on board, and we're heading down the ocean there on a sunny day, and you and the captain are chatting and everything like that together. If I remember correctly, he even awarded you his captain's hat. Now, you talk about experiences. First of all, if you weren't with this one, I never would have been on the front of that ship. They would have sent me down to the engine room to help, you know, deliver some food to the guys running the engine room. With you, I got to be on the flight deck of the ship. What a privilege.
That was the coolest experience, Ron, being there on the bridge, I guess it's called. That was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had, being up there, and, of course, the cruise ship, 2,500-plus people, and we're up there, and we're looking out the window, you know, as they're steering the ship and just moving along in the ocean. But just being up there with Captain Kane and, of course, all of the folks there, a part of the crew and the captain of the ship, the cruise ship, that was one of the experiences I will always remember and cherish.
Beautiful experience.
So what we're doing, Len, is paying you back for everything you did that allowed that. That would not have happened. Like I said, I know about you, Rick, but the chances of me being on the bridge of a ship, unless they were up there sending me to send a sandwich to the captain, he's hungry, it ain't going to happen. So we had a really world life experience. So helping you to help the Golden Rule Society not just operate, but expand and make a greater impact in this world is a pure joy, and it's our joy to serve to make that happen. And I was saying early on, I know I got into details, and sometimes my dear coach friend, Gary, says, "Ron, we're going too far into details right now." I want people to know, I want everybody on this phone to know that there's a couple very key differences. These are details that give us credibility at a higher level than the alternatives.
So
true. Choices. But why would they want to do what we have and use the Golden Rule Society travel? Well, when we talk about they're going to save money, you know, you go to the grocery store today, and we have three main grocery stores in our town, and you go to one, and they have sale on apples today, and you go to the other one, they have a sale on toilet paper, and the other one, they got a sale on roast beef. And they change every week. So you can go run into all three stores at different times to try and get your cheapest price. Number one.
Hey, I want to rudely interrupt again to introduce our listening audience to Country Boy, who's a traveler in his own rights. Country Boy, you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is a busy Tuesday.
Yeah, hi,
wow.
Country Boy.
Hey,
well,
hello,
Country
Boy.
Explaining something, guys. We're running out of time, and I'd like to finish this point because it is important. When we list a price, when you go to the Vortex person's, their individual booking agent, when they go to book that hotel and our algorithm examines the marketplace for the lowest price, it's not arbitrary. It is the actual lowest price. And our price we're going to quote is lower, is certified against that lowest price. Rick, you said early on about doing Gary doing research. You don't got to do it. It's done for you if you can count on it. But more importantly, here's integrity, guys. I'm going to add one more layer to this. The price that Vortex is quoting you includes the sales tax. And if it's a hotel room, every community has discovered a way to tax every single traveler without them knowing it, call it with a bed tax. And nobody publishes the bed tax. So when you book a room and you get to the hotel, you might have been quoted $100 for that room. When you check out, it's $115 because they have bed tax. And they don't tell you that, but on your card, when you get home and your credit card, and you go, it's a month or a week later, you look at it, well, what's this? You discover you get the bed tax. When we quote the price, guys, Vortex is going to have the sales tax and the hidden bed tax will be included in our quote price. Nobody else does that. So we are really being transparent and credible and trustworthy. And that brings us into the higher atmosphere that nobody else has.
You are so right. And, you know, the other thing with that is that the industry right now with the market jacks up the price again because people are traveling. The Vortex and the membership still has – it rides that fluctuation in price to still deliver the savings. That is just the most amazing thing, real time. And so when the public is saying or the industry is saying, let's jack up the price of this hotel, and the Vortex, of course, when you book or the membership, when you book both, it's looking at that, it takes a snapshot of that public price and still rides that public price and the fluctuations to deliver the savings lower than that price. And so when you quote Thanksgiving or holiday season, and the prices are jacked up, it's still riding those fluctuations to give us that stability that you will still save. That's why it's a financial instrument. Back to you.
Well, as our time runs out, I'm so grateful, Gary, that you were able to get Captain Len to join us on the call. And Country Boy, I know it's the last moment. We certainly welcome you and appreciate that you've been able to be on. Maybe you were here, but was quiet. We're just glad that you were able to participate. We'll be back. I know Wednesdays is Prosperity and Attainable Housing Day. Thursday is Bob Oakley runs the show regarding helping folks become citizens and housing and helping people improve their lives. And on Friday, we come back and we're going to bring back Captain Len Kane. The great captain's going to be flying. He's going to be piloting our ship on Friday. We're already cleared for takeoff. the deck's been cleared, and we're ready for takeoff for Friday with Captain Len Kane. So thank you, everyone, today for being with us. We love you. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you, Len. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks. We'll see you.
Bye.